You are now listening to The Reality Is. The Reality Is.
No, I'm glad to. It's for minorities, but white people don't be scared. Asians, Hispanics, you want to come on the show, hit us up. I'll talk to anybody about everything.
These niggas is out here fucking these girls and putting it on Pornhub. At 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday with a heart on, she gets up and she turns on the church. I thought I'm going to get some head or something start today. Niggas is straight out here raw dicking and choking motherfuckers.
What are you doing?
If God has his hand on you, why you sitting?
That was pretty good, man. It just kind of came
out.
You
can't be squeamish when giving head. I mean, you got a dick in your mouth. Like, how much more gutter can you be?
Right, like. Yeah. Period, point blank, just what it is.
The reality is.
Have you ever cheated on somebody?
No.
I have.
We know.
I never wanted to cheat on anybody.
Shit happens, right?
I never did.
So if we have a little bit more, you know, people who have a little bit more can give a little bit of time to people who have a little bit less.
Yeah.
We can equalize the situation, and one day, you know, regardless of what the government does, we will have systems in place to take care of ourselves.
You are now listening to The Reality Is. The Reality Is.
So the podcast has started. I made sure the podcast has started just like this. To show how the madness is going on. I'm not reading no damn scripts. I'm not doing none of that. I'm not doing none of that, bro. So first of all, I got the homie Harper in the building tonight, man. He over here, you know, he over here taking over the roll up duties.
Busy.
Yeah. Being creative.
Got the homie Frank. Yeah, he's artsy. He working with arts and crafts over here. Waste not, won't not. We got the homie Frank over here, man.
What up?
Man, I appreciate you for coming out, man. I know you had to drive. I know Harper had to drive, man. So I appreciate y'all for coming out.
No problem.
I got the homie Lanisha in the building.
What up?
And got the homie Zena in the building.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello. This is your call operator.
Yeah, that's literally what
Girl
it sounded
six
like. Yeah.
966 babes.
I forgot about Girl Six. That's something I need to watch again. So
oh, yes.
That is some dope shit.
Great.
So we got a couple of topics on the agenda tonight. From all of us. We kind of put a dab in to figure out what we wanted to talk about tonight. So this is not a Freaky Friday episode, but I'm sure we'll kind of dibble and dabble in that.
There are females in the room.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we definitely got to talk about it. So, me and Lanisha, we was talking before everybody got here, and we was talking about
y'all niggas was late.
We was talking about
traffic is real.
8 o'clock. It is now 8:45.
Listen, he said,
I already said, I said niggas going to be late for their own funerals. I put a poll out on the reality.
But they're going
to
be dressed nice, though.
Yes, they will. Mm-hmm. That's one thing we
will
do.
Casket clean.
So with a breach of trust, me and you were talking about a breach of trust from a perspective that I think we've both been in situations to where I know telling my own personal story first off, because I like to lay it bare before I ask somebody else to do it. So for me, it's like, well, my mic sound a little different. Hold on. All right, I guess it's good. So for me personally, when you talk about a breach of trust, my first breach of trust when it comes to my mind of like something that's happened to me, I never forget. I think I was probably like 26 and I sent a dick pic. You know what
was
I'm saying?
Was it solicited or unsolicited?
It was solicited. You
okay,
know what I'm saying?
That's important.
I don't send shit out. You know what I'm saying? But you know, waste not, won't not. That's the theme. That's the theme of the podcast. I think we're gonna go ahead and waste,
ooh,
not,
Lord,
waste not, won't not. We're gonna go straight into it. So I sent a dick pic, and that was, now this is a solicited dick pic. This is somebody that I was, you know, getting head from at the time or whatever. So years later, bro, like I caught up with this girl. We cool. We chopping it up. Maybe about 2 years later, she hits me up and she's like, hey, you know what I'm saying? My homegirl wants to see me. And I think I've told you this. And I know I've told you this. My homegirl wants to watch me give you head.
Oh, boy.
And I said, huh? And she was like, yeah. She said, you have a beautiful penis. And I was like, how the fuck she see my penis? Now, mind you, I don't send out a lot of pictures.
Is
it
good looking?
Is it handsome?
Handsome penis.
Hey, that's a beautiful compliment.
But for real, that's what she said. You know what I'm saying? So
this podcast is not rated.
Yeah. So when it happened, you know what I'm saying? I was like, my first thought was like, how the fuck she know? You know, you feel like I got a nice penis. And she was like, I showed her a picture, and I was like, what picture? Because I literally forgot, because this ain't what I do. She just was freaky enough to make me do it. So when she sent the picture back, I was like, That's my shit. I can't believe I put this shit out there. So when she did that, I was kind of mad, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, that's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I know you told me a similar story. I mean,
you share a picture in confidence and then they share it with their friends. And unfortunately, what happened was my friends had tried to set me up with someone. It did not quite work out. But unfortunately, they had pictures of me, then showed it to this friend's husband. And within a circle of friends or whatever, and it's kind of hella awkward, but it is what it is. You know, shit fans out that way, and you just gotta roll with it.
And not to be funny, like I know me and us three, we good.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things, like, we just had the conversation because I've been betrayed recently.
Betrayed.
You know what I'm saying? To where I feel like trust is important. And I know I've been connecting with Harper a lot more. I've been connecting with Frank a lot more, which is why y'all hear me crack jokes on Frank on the podcast. Yeah, right. He's gonna be like a running joke. You know what I'm saying? But it's one of those things where it's like,
it ain't about me. That's nigga.
It's
that's
trust, it man. It's hard to find, like, it's hard to find people that you can literally tell all this shit to. And my mindset is like, why we gotta go pay like a motherfucking counselor?
Yeah.
To say the shit that we want to say when we actually, or we should be able to have friends that's not judgmental.
Are you trying to jeopardize my livelihood, sir?
No, I do know
counseling is important.
That's what
it is important. But you know, it's one of those things that where y'all would be out of business if people felt like they could tell their friends
but
that shit.
But they really have the expertise to help you.
That's true. You really
very
do need
true.
It.
It's
when
different.
You need
perspective
like, real
is everything.
Professional help, you got to seek a professional.
And that kind of taps in, not to be funny, what you were bringing, you were talking about mental health for... Mm-hmm. What did you say for the holidays?
Just self-care, the seasonal depression, you know, that stuff is real. Holidays is coming and people are going through some things.
And it's funny that people always talk about like cuffing season, but the opposite end of the spectrum is people who don't have anybody and they are suffering.
Well, if you look at it, like cuffing season kind of coincides with when seasonal depression begins. So it starts to get cold, there's less sunlight out, people are more likely to cuff somebody, which actually kind of makes sense because you're inside more. And sunlight, vitamin D, not that
vitamin
kind of D,
D,
but vitamin D, is called the like happy vitamin. And it actually contributes to your ability to have an uplifted mood. And the reason that seasonal depression tends to happen is because there's less sunlight, people are spending less time outdoors. And so your mood becomes more depressed.
Yeah.
You're less active. You're not as likely to engage in physical activity. Well, not that kind of physical activity, like outdoors and exercise, because you're at home because the weather dictates. And so it actually is kind of interesting that cuffing season is a parallel to when seasonal depression happens.
Depression kicks
but
in.
It makes perfect sense. And the other part that's kind of interesting is that it also coincides with when the holidays happen. That's when you're more likely to feel alone, like you don't have anybody.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking about Harper where he's been rolling his blood for.
I know. I saw him out of the corner of my eye, and I was like, Lanisha, focus.
Jesus Christ.
Right, and he's like quiet as a mouse
my
in the corner.
Down,
low key, Harper's chilling.
That nigga done duck back into the corner.
I'm trying to have my professional mask on, and this is not working.
All right, so you were saying about the holidays. And it's
bringing
crazy because
it back.
Alaska, it's funny that you say that, because I think Alaska and Seattle are like top.
There's less sunlight.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you can look into studies and things that I've done and articles written, but seasonal depression is real.
Yeah.
I can only speak from like a personal standpoint. I know when the weather changes, my mood changes, and I'm from Kansas, and so I actually don't feel it quite as much here in Texas, but I was in New York last year, and that hit hella hard.
Yeah.
So...
smoke
but you know,
I'm about to get a nigga on the payroll.
You see how cool we did that? 10 seconds.
I'm really trying to be professional.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so now we're ready.
You know what? This is the reality is, and
true.
I don't have to be professional
no,
here.
You do not.
I will just weld my expertise, though. But what I will say is, during this time of year, I know Frank brought some tips and kind of tricks to remember to take care of you during this holiday season, because there's a lot of stress that happens around this time of year. It's the end of the year. You know, you're trying to get all your doctor's appointments in, the end of your health care. You're also trying to buy people stuff, like a lot of stuff, and people are more materialistic now. So
are we still on that, though, at this age? Are we really still on
trying to buy stuff?
Trying to buy shit.
I mean, like, I got a bunch of nieces and nephews.
Well, at that point, yes, but I'm talking about like adults.
I don't buy people gifts unless, like, I'm blood related, and then my goddaughter, because she's spoiled rotten. But otherwise,
that's what I'm saying. Like, outside of my niece, like, I don't go out of my way, you know what I'm saying, to get a gift. Like, I'm good to you all year long.
Exactly. And see, that's my thing. And I don't just say that. Like, I'm for real with that.
That's, yeah, that's when
it
comes to
my peoples, my wife, whatever. Like, if you ask for something, like, you get it. I don't want to. I mean, it's okay to give it during the holiday season and all that, but I just personally don't like to be dictated to. You buy this at this time, you buy this. It's Valentine's Day, so you gotta get up. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
And
so,
and it's like, why are you really giving?
Let me tell you a personal story. And at first, I was like, what you talking about? You don't get gifts. I'm like, well, I normally don't do that, but since we knew in this, you know, I'll do that. But we went out to eat one time. It was Valentine's Day. We went out to eat at a place that we've been to several times. And they... I mean, of course, they change the menu. You know what I'm saying? They tell you what you're going to eat, and then they charge it 3-4 times. And
yeah.
I was like, see, this is what I'm talking about. Let's just go get some wings. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I was like, and you want me to... Let's go to Walmart right quick. Went to Walmart. I said, you see all this Valentine's Day stuff. You see all these dudes in here getting last-minute stuff. You want me to be one of these robots up in here? I'm not doing that.
Nah, man.
No?
Nope.
I'm going to get you some Valentine's shit in October.
And you know what, though? If I'm being honest, I can't really remember. Like, I've celebrated Valentine's Day, but I haven't, like buying gifts, that shit. And then, not to be funny, people ask me around the holidays, what do you want for Christmas? You don't want to know. You can't. Yeah. If you can afford it, it's still going to set you back a little bit, because I'm a tech person.
Right.
So it's like, I like to have nice things. I like to, like, I literally went and got the iPhone 8 the other day because I just refused to get the 10. But it was like, going in there, like, they got me, bro. I went in to get a phone. I came out with a leather case, a glass shield on that motherfucker.
You can get a discount on the accessories dock, if you upgrade.
Because I'm a tech person. Yeah. I like to have nice shit, bro.
Yeah.
I had a friend that once said, give me my flowers while I'm living.
Of course.
You know? And I'm like, it's as I've gotten older, I firmly believe that.
Yeah.
And like, show me you care.
In the illustrious words of Cole Brown, I spend all my money so my mind is free.
Cole. Amen.
Cole ain't stupid.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you die, that shit is gone. If you have no fucking kids or nothing to leave, like, who are you leaving it to?
Yeah, who
are
you leaving it to?
Like, let you leave a little money to make sure you bury me, and I'm going to max this bitch out while I'm here.
That's why I'm going to Africa.
You know what I'm saying? Just fuck this shit. If you die, like, think about this shit, bro. And this is me included. People worry so much about bills and credit scores. Mm-hmm. If you die to fucking tomorrow, fuck the motherfuckers. For the month of December, don't pay your motherfucking credit cards. I'm not.
Nothing.
I'm going to give myself a break. Yeah. The bitch is going to be there next month.
You deserve it.
Oh, right. If my credit score drops from 720 to 680, I'll be all
right. Right.
I'll pay that shit back, and it'll be right back where it's at.
Let it get below 650.
That's what I'm saying. You can't let it, bro. But it's so crazy because we put so much in numbers and what grade we get in money, how much money we make, and how much time we sleep. All like, it's all in that shit. And we get in our topic. So we wanted to talk about non-traditional marriage.
Okay.
You brought this up. And this motherfucker, go ahead and play a song. Put it up to the mic so we can know what y'all playing. What song is this?
It's not on Bluetooth, but I will.
That sounds like it's on Bluetooth.
No, they can hear it. It do sound like it.
I can hear it right now. What's that, the Destiny Child song?
That
yeah, I could have played that shit on my thing. Put it right up to the mic. What you playing it for? Why is this song being played?
Because all these bills.
Oh, okay.
You guys just can't catch. She knew where I was going before I even went there. We're here.
Or we could have did the professional ride. I could have just added the music to it.
Yeah, that would
have. You could have. Why don't you do that? Can I just give full disclosure? I'm a little bit drunk right now. And I gotta go to work tomorrow, y'all.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this shit is happening on a Tuesday.
Just pray over my life.
This is a Tuesday, and that's why I was like, I'm gonna release this bitch tomorrow. So motherfuckers know. Because if I release it Friday, they're gonna be like, oh, they did it on Thursday. Thursday begins the weekend. No, Tuesday. Motherfucker. It is.
It's a holiday.
9 o'clock on Tuesday.
Tuesday night.
We going up on a Tuesday.
And this was a rant. It is. That's the song I'm gonna have to put. I gotta put that song at the end.
You
kind of
sure.
Oh
yeah, you should.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Works. I'll attribute that to you. That was good thinking. Line right good there. Thinking.
You're welcome. I have lots of good thoughts.
Non-traditional marriage.
Okay, let's talk about it.
You brought this up. How
I
we
did
going?
Bring this
what
up.
What we gonna
so,
do with this one?
I was talking to a friend the other day, and they were talking about how like they just and. Actually, I'm glad you're here, Frank, because and Harper, because y'all are two of the only ones that are married.
That are married, yes.
And so I was talking to him. Well, I guess I'm holding my vagina. Just keeping
just
it all intact,
just
yo.
Don't grab that,
do your Kegels, ladies. Do your Kegels. So what I was talking to a friend, and he was just talking about how he doesn't know if he really wants to get married because he doesn't necessarily believe in the traditional view of marriage as it stands.
I concur.
And yeah, I have to agree with him. I just think that we fall in love with this like movie idea marriage, but that's not how it works. Like we try and dictate how we want to live our lives in line with societal standards, and I don't really think that that makes sense.
So when you think about it, jumping in, when you got married, what made you want to get married?
Well, I think I definitely fell into the traditional, you know, mold of getting that. Because, you know, I grew up with some like a blended family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got stepbrothers and, you know, or half brothers, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I really, from my own personal family, I didn't want to have that. So I was like, yo, I'm going to get married. You know, we're going to stay together. We're going to have kids. And all my kids are going to have the same parents, you know? So, really, the reason why I got married is so I got some kids. That's it.
I don't know what the fuck is going
on. Miss Minicon, isn't that how you say your last name?
Minicon, yes.
I pray you're not listening.
Yeah. No.
I'm kidding.
Look, she'll tell you, she's like, hey, he wanted kids.
I mean, low key.
But see, this is the thing, though, Frank. Like, you are like an older me.
Yeah.
Like, we've
couple
talked.
Years.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, we've talked, and it's like, I think that's why we kind of bonded, because we do think a lot alike. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, I guess knowing who I am. How long have you been married?
Hold up.
Hold up.
You've been alive.
Hold up.
11.
11 years?
Yeah.
So 11 years. Being married 11 years, I guess I could say the question I would ask, what keeps you married?
Well, see, again, man, now I'm in a traditional marriage, but it's still not traditional because... Like, me and my wife, we already know.
Yeah.
If I was single, I'd be good.
Yeah.
If she was single, she'd be good.
Yeah.
What we did was a choice, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Like I tell her, now she don't necessarily agree with this 100%, but she understands what I mean. You know, these days, getting married is a business decision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, unfortunately, because of those things we talked about,
true, bro.
You know, what's your financial intelligence? You know what I'm saying? What's your credit score and stuff like that? Because we're going to have to get houses. You're going to want things. I'm going to want things.
True.
We're going to have to live life.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I love you, but if your credit score is 200,
what the fuck can we do?
Love ain't going to do nothing for that.
It's like a nigga with a short dick. Ain't nothing you can do about that.
We can't do nothing.
What can you do?
So I'm saying, of course, in order for me to live in the same house with you and be up under you all that time, I got to have a certain feeling about you.
Yeah.
But when you think about what we want life to be like, we're going to have to talk about some things. We're going to have to be on the same page about what this life is going to look like.
I've quoted this and I've stated, and I've been on wax saying this a million times.
On wax.
I have commitment issues in every aspect of the word. Signing a lease, signing a car note, like, I have commitment issues with that shit. And it does carry over into, like, relationships.
Yeah.
I've had the conversation with her a million times where I'd be like, I don't think I'm having no kids. And she'd be like, you'll be a great father, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I don't think that shit fucked me. And I don't want to fuck that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody watches This Is Us, but for the people listening, if they watch This Is Us, the last week's episode, the actor Kevin on there, like, he had got back with his ex-wife. You know, he really wanted to be with her. You watch the show? You really wanted to be with her. He fucked it up. He got a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were getting ready to get serious again, and it was like he ghosted her. And then he came back, and he was like, hey, he came to the doorstep. She's like, where the fuck have you been? He was just like, when I think about coming home to one woman every night
mm-hmm.
and kids and this and that, he was like, it sounds miserable.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, and I don't know if that's me. And sometimes, like, I was watching that, and I was like, fuck. Yeah. Bro, that's how I be thinking.
I mean, it's real.
That's why I said no. That's why my number one fucking rule was no kids in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have an issue with kids. Kids love me. I fucking love kids. Nah, man. That's why I said it ain't about you, Frank. You made it about you today, though, Frank. You made it about you today, though. It ain't about you, goddamn.
It's for all my kids. Look, it's for all my kids.
Nah, I love your kids, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's been a couple of other episodes where people be like, and even when I was in the studio at Fishbowl, people be like, hey, I got my kids. And I'm like, that's cool. But they would have to sit outside.
Yeah.
But it's like, when they in here, like, you already get, you know, I know your kids, they've been over here, so I'm still talking my shit. But it was like, other people, like, when they come, they be like, you gonna cuss? And I'm like, fuck yeah. That's what the podcast is. So, you know, if I can't be me, then I'm like, nah, shit, you don't need to be here. So, no motherfucking kids. I don't got no kids.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm struggling having a dog, like,
yeah.
And I could put him in a cage.
Yeah, I want a dog, but I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna tell a story. This is I tell stories, bro. But shit, this is gonna be a real one. I never forget when we got a dog. So I've told on the podcast before. I've had a pet turtle, a pet alligator, a pet alligator. Duck.
A duck.
Yes. I took that motherfucker from the park in a box. And my mom said I had to take him back, but she let me keep him for a little while. So I kept him for a little bit.
Me and my pet
so, bro,
dog.
I remember having a dog, and he was like a puppy, and the motherfucker didn't listen, but I'm a kid, so I don't know he a baby.
Right.
Like, the motherfucker didn't listen. He shitted. He pissed everywhere. Like, I got so mad one time. I ain't gonna lie. I started choking that little motherfucker, bro. And I was like,
abuse.
I don't need a dog. I'm 8 years. I was 8, my nigga. Hey, that motherfucker wouldn't shut up. Down, bro. He wouldn't shut the fuck up, bro. I was 8 years old. I've always had anger issues. But I was like, this little motherfucker don't shut the fuck up. I couldn't help it, bro. So non-traditional marriages, man.
Yeah.
When I think of non-traditional marriage, I think of it as a relationship. A non-traditional marriage is what people are doing today.
Right.
They living together, like she said, for financial, or like you said, for financial gain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's one thing I've, even living here, everybody is either, most people are living in like a studio, mm-hmm. or they teamed up with somebody in a relationship. And for me, I don't want to live with a woman mm-hmm. right now. And not even just that, not only do I not want to live with a woman right now, like, I don't want a roommate. Like, even if I had a homeboy, I couldn't fucking... Nah, man. You know what I'm saying?
Some things just don't work.
It just don't.
It just don't
like, work. If you got a roommate, I can't walk out of my shower naked.
Right.
I can't leave my door open when I masturbate. I could, but that ain't... Yeah, that's not cool.
No, for real.
You know what I'm saying?
Your own space, yeah, it's something about that.
And I just be trying to mask it, bro. I just can't do no roommates, bro.
Well, let me just tell you, man, when it comes to the marriage thing, I think a lot of people fall into the trap of, like Lanisha said, the idea is beautiful. The idea makes you feel all warm and fuzzy, but logistically, it don't work for everybody. You know, and you really have to know if you're ready for that kind of situation. You have to play out all the scenarios and just know that you're ready for it. It's not for everybody. I guarantee you that, especially a person who likes to be by themselves. You know, I mean, you're going to be living with a person, and if they want to be all cuddly, but you don't, and they think that you mad at them and all, I mean, it just causes problems.
Open so relationships. Really, what about open relationships? Hey, somebody take over my Instagram, man. Post yourself on there, man.
Right,
take
get over get my live, shit.
Everybody
live,
up in this motherfucker.
It's
take...
Snapchat, which your old ass doesn't use.
Well, I mean, you're you know, Instagram actually has cool taken over Snapchat. Snapchat is dying right now.
Is it really?
Ever since Instagram took...
Instagram is Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat all in one. Yeah. Like, boom.
So,
ain't no need for work. You don't know how to work it?
Nah. What you mean? All you got to do is just go, put it on it, go to the thing, go from there.
Are you not an iPhone user, Harp?
I am. I'm just high as hell.
I hit it a few times.
Did you post this already? No. You didn't post it?
Nah, you can put some on it. You can put a
filter. I don't do captions.
Let me see it. What's going on here?
So, non-traditional relationships,
I think
you can take it for me.
So, I had this conversation with a friend recently, and it came up like he was just like, and it's not like he just wants to sleep around with a bunch of people. He was just like, I don't agree with society's idea of what marriage is. And I had to kind of hop on that bandwagon because marriage is so... like optional at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get married and you're like, but it's cool because if it doesn't work out, I'll just get a divorce.
Yeah, I'll roll out.
And like, so I don't know, I'm pretty sure it was like Goldie Hawn who said this. She's not married and her and Antonio Banderas have been together for like ever. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I wake up every day and I have a choice. I can be with this man or I can't.
Yeah.
And knowing that is beautiful, that I'm choosing every day to be with this person.
And you're
not
forced
to.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
The other person therein gets to know like you've been chosen daily.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you know, it's a two-way street. And so knowing that you have a choice is so beautiful. That's why a lot of people like just being in relationships and don't want to commit because it's like every day I wake up,
I'm choosing you. Mm-hmm. Man, you so fucking, that's so crazy because I've said that shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Like I've told several girls, I'm like, I'm here because I'm choosing. Right. Like I don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm choosing to fucking be here with you every fucking day.
What's better than that?
What the fuck is better than that?
Because, I mean, it helps a lot with, like, your insecurities. Just speaking from, like, a female perspective, for me, I think the biggest thing in being in a relationship with a woman, and I've talked to Anthony about this, is, like, currently, specifically in Dallas, is it's a buyer's market, men being the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, y'all can...
We sitting at the top!
And I know Zena can speak to this, too, but, like, y'all can pick and choose, and y'all don't have to commit, because as soon as one woman is, like... I want X, Y, and Z. You're like, I don't know if I'm ready for, like, Y.
Yeah,
so I'm going to move to the next woman who will let me do without Y.
Yeah. But hold up. But we also take advantage, and I could say this now. I've been out the game for a minute, but when I was in the game, we also take advantage of the competition aspect of women where, you know, because even when I was single, I used to tell chicks I was dating because I know that chicks like to compete. You
well, it's just
mean?
Like you're more
desirable
for a new job if you've already got a job.
Exactly. Yeah. So that worked for me, and I, you know, and even if they knew each other, they'd always be
you owe me a bag
competing.
Of that.
It worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We definitely win.
You owe me a bag. You owe me a bag. Somebody paying an ass of cash.
Well, in that case, forward it over here.
Yeah, I set out some fruit snacks later.
Woo! Non-traditional marriage, bro. The thing about it, when I think about, like, for me, when I think about getting older, when I think about marriage, I've told her, I've told you, it's something I feel like I want to do, but when you hear so many people complain about this shit, it's like, why the fuck am I gonna do it?
Yeah, well, you can't.
Like, everybody fucking more so complains about it than they are appreciative and saying, I'm happy to be here. Like, I've heard you say it. Like, I've never heard you complain about yours. I haven't heard you complain about yours. Like, it's a lot of people that fucking complain, and it's like, why the fuck I'm gonna get married then?
Yeah.
Because a relationship is tough.
Right. And that's the thing. It's them. You know what I'm saying? And then you have to kind of, what they say, quiet the outside noise.
Yeah.
If you're gonna have a successful relationship, marriage or relationship, bro, it's gotta be you and that person. Like, it can't, unless you choose to have some others come in, but you really have to isolate and live in a silo in y'all's world.
So let's talk about that. Open relationships, open marriages. Would you be willing to open up your marriage with your wife?
Hell yeah.
So now, when you say hell yeah, let's.
Are you thinking from the perspective of you having a choice or her having a choice?
We gotta look at both sides. I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, I'm grown enough to understand that if I say that, it's not just one sided, right? Now, this is the thing though, and this is kind of where I get into the debates when
two dicks on one woman just feels something slutty about that.
Well, yeah, I mean,
just something super.
You mean at the same time?
Yeah,
I'm not. I've never been that.
It just seems super slutty, but two women on one man just don't seem. It's just not.
And if you don't do it, I don't want to watch.
And let's be real, though. Two niggas. It just seems smooth. It's just, not to be funny. It's just like watching gay porn. Niggas watching two niggas do something. It's like ugh. And watching two women is like, it's sensual. That's why y'all motherfuckers rub one out to it. Right. We can rub one out to it. But can't nobody rub nothing out to a nigga taking 10 inches in his throat.
No, no.
I think we talked about that a little earlier. It's just like, so if you have one woman and two men, it's like a free-for-all. But if you have two women and a man, it's more like a triangle. Like, everybody can beautiful. Do everything to everybody, and it's not an issue.
And I've already been on wax saying, I ain't big of putting my dick in somebody's ass and a nigga's dick is in the penis, because that shit, that little skin, that little loving, sheet, man. we rubbing against each other. I ain't trying to have my balls
you're
sitting on top
me.
Of that nigga balls.
But you gotta
you're
look at it like
me.
This, man.
Yeah, you
are
you
touching
gotta look at it like
me.
This. Like, even in a situation when you got two chicks,
it's touching.
Like, the chicks have to be comfortable being that close to another female. And I think if you a guy, if you two guys flipping the chick, you also have to be that comfortable around another dude butt naked. And I just
I think
there's something inherently sexual, or not sexual, sensual about women. And just speaking from a female perspective, I can appreciate another woman's sensuality and sexuality
and
like
and all that.
Her form, you know. Frank,
but see,
shut
niggas,
up.
But see, niggas don't think like that. Niggas don't be like, yeah, I can appreciate that nigga thigh muscle, his calves. Yeah, you know, he got some nice calves.
I mean, niggas
just don't sound right. That's just like y'all saying, that's just like if a girl come to me and be like, hey, I done slept with a girl before. I'm like, cool. This motherfucker freaky. I'm about to get in. But a nigga, you'll be like, hey, I'm trying to get at you. And I'm like, I suck a nigga dick before.
Nah. Do we really want to go
there? See how your face just pops.
But okay, personally,
and you know I don't suck dick, but you literally stop looking at me.
But that's
I mean,
that's
from
thing,
a personal perspective. Nah, bruh.
Nah.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah.
So but it's a difference.
Females could say, I slept with a girl one time, and ain't no way gonna think twice of it.
Bro, but if a nigga, I mean, it's two questions I'm asking. If Harper come to me and say, a nigga suck my dick, I'm gonna say, did you come and did you like it? Because if you tell me you came, I don't need to ask the second question. Like, I know you fucking like, we don't come unless we like it.
But you know, I wonder how much of that is socialization.
Huh?
How much of that is socialization?
I don't know. I just know if I'm getting ahead from a woman and she has her legs on and she's on her knees and she has her legs on my legs, her hands are dainty on my thighs. If a nigga sucking your dick, Frank hands look heavy.
Don't use me as an example.
Why can't sexuality be fluid?
It's just a comfortability.
It's not.
It's not gay.
I think it's levels to it. Like they say, it's levels to everything. You know, some people, you may meet somebody that's like, I suck dick. Then the other person may be like, well, I suck dick too, but I don't swallow. This person swallows. It's levels. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll do a threesome, but it has to be two women and just me.
I'm good. I don't
want to be
boys that much.
Yeah.
Greedy.
I just
duck.
That's not greedy. It's just nasty.
I'm messing with you.
I don't
want to
see
it.
One dick at a time.
I mean, but you know, like, that's why I said I wonder how much of it is socialization. I wonder how much of it is, like, if you look at, like, the setup, you know, men can procreate with multiple women at the same damn time, but a woman can only be pregnant by one, well, typically can only be one pregnant, by one man.
Typically.
So I wonder, like, how much of that is set up.
Well, that's
so,
God, though. That ain't, so
let me
God.
Give a, I want to give a personal shout out to the home. I may have to bleep that out. What is that? 2820. Don't let me forget that. I need to bleep his name out. He didn't want me saying his name. But my homie in Denver. Like, that's something I want to give him a shout out, and I want to talk about the whole phases between men and women. Because that's something that he wanted to talk about when we were in Denver, but the quality wasn't good because I used a travel mic.
Okay.
Whole phase. We done all had these motherfuckers. Mm-hmm.
Some of us are late bloomers.
True.
But you still had.
Everybody has. Well, plans
on having. So you had a whole phase, clearly.
Yes.
When did your whole phase come? Was it when you moved here? Was it before you got here?
It was after I ended a 10-year relationship.
You deserve that whole phase.
I did deserve
that. You did.
That.
You were. 10 years
I was
of
in
the
a relationship.
And you never cheated. Did you cheat?
No.
For some miles.
Never.
10 years of the same dick, you must. When you become single,
let me tell you,
you must step out in the streets. You got to step like Russell Westbrook after a dunk.
For real.
Yeah. In these streets.
Hello, I'm here. No, and then, you know, I mean, there's more things that go along with that whole relationship. And yep. But I was in a relationship from 17 to 27. So those are prime hoism phases. Oh, yeah. Like, that's prime time. Man. So I moved here and I was like, fuck it.
Right.
Do you?
For real.
And you had a conversation with me at one point and you was like, what are your thoughts on whatever? And I was like, do you, man?
Yeah,
you single, man, be safe, be careful. Enjoy yourself.
But I think also in like the United States, we're just so repressed when it comes to sexuality.
Well, we are in the United States, but it's worse in Texas. Because we feel like if we fucking for a month, we got to get in a relationship. When you really don't have to.
But why can't I just have fun?
A lot of pressure.
Like, I don't want nothing from you. Yeah. I mean, I wanted something.
You want something.
But I don't want
nothing from you.
Like... I could take care of me. I just
want some.
Had to have a little conference for a second.
Well, what is that process like for women? Like, for you? Not, I mean, you are a woman, so I'm not to say for women. But your process, like, was it like you had several guys, or did you focus on like one or two? Because I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you how I got down.
I mean, this is called the reality. I mean, right after I got a relationship, I mean, part of that is like pain and masking pain because 10 years is a very long time to be with someone. And I'm not going to say like formative years, but like, let's be real. After you've hit 25, you do realize 17 to 27 are formative years.
And it's fucking crazy to give up that time.
Yeah. Right. And I was very angry. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to live it up. Mm-hmm. I just moved away from home, moved to a new state. And I was just like, I'm going to do the thing. And so, I did.
Did you have more fun during your whole phase than not? Because some people hit that whole phase and they think they prepared for it and they're still emotionally connected.
I don't think
that
was at first.
And they're breaking down.
No, I think like it was mostly just you have to have a brain shift because society dictates to us so much how, especially women we should feel about being sensual and sexual. And I think like there is just a lot of shame. Mm-hmm. Piled on women for engaging in the same behaviors that men engage in that they're encouraged to because it just adds to your manliness. Mm-hmm. Whereas with women, we are forced to be, you know, virtuous and prude. And like, really, who are we doing a favor by doing that?
Nobody.
Not our future partner and not ourselves.
Not at all.
But society dictates that we should be like as pure as possible. But in reality... You have one life, and I don't want to spend my whole life with just one penis, because that's boring.
My whole phases have been pretty interesting. I think I just enlightened you guys on a few of them.
You know, the other day. There's some ass attached.
I'm talking 8 girls in 7 days. I'm talking dick suck at night, dick suck in the morning, and didn't even get a chance to wipe the motherfucker off.
Yeah, and didn't want you to wipe it off.
You know what I'm saying?
Get on over here.
So whole phases for guys are different.
Yeah.
I think when we think about a whole phase, or when I've thought about my whole phases, I was like, if I'm gonna be out here, I need multiple.
Yeah, like do some whole
you show. Don't need get to go it. Out and get 4 black women. Mm. What the fuck? That why?
Don't limit yourself.
You gotta go get you a black girl. You gotta go get you like that's how niggas.
Get your little Chinese
I gotta
food.
Get me a Chinese.
Get your little Chinese.
I gotta
food.
Get me a Hispanic. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe
get me a fat chick and get my dick sucked.
Exactly.
You just gotta go there. Maybe even fuck a skinny bitch.
Mm-hmm. Just go somewhere.
You gotta do
like,
shit that you have never done and thought about doing.
That's
why when you go back and look at the women you've been with, you literally have a catalog of women. None of them motherfuckers look the same. Mm-hmm. Because one thing about niggas is that's why the motto of ain't nothing better than some pussy than some new pussy.
Yeah.
We like new shit with different. different
new
people.
New and different is always new and different.
Yeah. I never thought I would fuck with a fat girl.
Hey, they go to town. They go to town on it.
They've been saving it. They've been waiting for a motherfucker like you all day life. And then you give them that time. I was talking to a guy the other day, and he was like, hey, man, he was like, what do you think about, like, multiple girls and you dating and shit? And I was like, bro, I'm going to tell you this, man. He's like, show me some pictures of some girls you've been with. So, you know, I went to Facebook. I'm like, boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, why the fuck would you settle down, bro, if you ain't married? And I was like, at some point, though, don't this shit get old?
It does.
Like, you know how many times I done fuck somebody? And then I'm like, they want to chill and hang around. It's different if you connected with that motherfucker. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you fuck a homegirl, you fuck somebody, and it's like you cross that barrier. It's like, okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's tedious. Yeah. Depending on the person. So then it's like, if you have sex with just a random person that you only want head of sex from, and they hanging around.
Nah, you gotta go.
But how do you do that?
Oh, you gotta make it known.
Yeah.
From a female perspective,
you don't want to be that asshole as a guy.
No. So what you do is you set the parameters from jump.
Hello.
You say,
this is what it is.
Let me tell you, like
my 2018 rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. From jump. So when you meet a woman, and myself as a woman going into a situation, I'm not afraid to be like, what are you looking for? And don't lie to me, because I'm gonna figure it out.
And niggas like to lie, and it's like, nigga, just
say, this is what I tell people if I'm going on dates. I said, look, let me know what you're interested in. Like, I'm not gonna get mad, because I might be interested in the same thing you're interested in.
Yeah.
Like, we might just, you know, clarification, please.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, I've gotten more to the point, and I can only speak for myself, where I've been very vocal about what it is I'm looking for. Yeah. And I've told people, like, can't see myself ever settling down with you, but you're attractive.
Yeah.
And maybe we can have some fun. Like, you know what? You can have dick on call.
But what makes you want to be with one dick for? Like, even if you fall in love with a guy, you care about a guy. I know it's not about that. I know it takes so much. No, it's not. But for me, I'm like,
so even being in a relationship,
you can't be with somebody else.
Well, even being in a relationship for 10 years, it's not that I didn't think about like being with other people or want to be with other people or have an attraction to other people. It's what are your priorities and what are you trying to accomplish?
Sometimes I wish I had a pussy, because y'all can tell a nigga on stat we need it, and a nigga gonna do it.
I don't think so.
Shit. Call a nigga in your phone. I wish you could call a nigga right now.
I mean, I could.
And say, hey.
I do. Hang on. Let me open my Rolo.
Hey, kitty's wet. She needs a good licking to put her down.
Come on.
I guarantee you. No, nothing else. Just good licking.
No, I wasn't talking about that. So I meant physically, I can call a dude.
That's
and
what
be
I'm talking
like,
about.
Yes. But like when you're talking about, like, you wish you had a vagina. So like, I'm not. There's women out here talking about they pay like their credit card bills or their rent.
I wish I had a pussy. Like, the only thing having a pussy is being white. That's it.
But you know what? I've never done that. I've never profited off of my vagina in that way.
That's going to be the name of the podcast. The only thing better than having pussy is being white.
I didn't just say that.
I mean,
you want to know what's better than vagina?
What?
Whiteness.
That's what I mean, for real though. Whiteness can coerce or buy their way out of things. Pussy can make you make somebody else pay your way out of something.
That's true.
A good blowjob?
Oh,
you'll have a nigga paying your phone bill. Like, I still ain't understand that. I just believe in depositing and withdrawing and keeping it moving. If we have that, like, I don't feel like I gotta pay no bills for you to suck my dick or none of that. Now. That's crazy.
I feel dirty doing that.
Yeah, but some niggas it ain't tricking if you got it. If you got it and they wanna do it.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, you know, I've had homegirls, several homegirls. You done told me before. Niggas paying your bill. I'm like, what?
You know, I've never had a dick pay. No one has ever, but I've never requested it.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
But I see, that's what I don't fuck with people like that. I need to be nicer to people.
Yeah, you need to, and let them pay your bills.
I should be nice to people.
Why not?
Can you pay my
bills? Any girl I've ever dated, I always say in a club, if a nigga's buying you drinks, just get me one. You can keep it. Call me what you want. I'll be your bouncer. I'll be your pimp.
So this weekend, I'll be in town.
She asked for one.
Shall we clean up?
Step the fuck back.
Yeah, give her a drink and keep it moving.
Did we talk about lying in relationships?
No.
Did somebody else have something else to talk about?
we get self-care, but we got to roll into it. It's got to be smooth.
Got this emotional labor. Emotional labor.
Man, you did talk to me about that. I wanted you to tell me what you meant by that.
So, I saw this article on Facebook, and then I delved deeper into it.
We are drunk and high and giving y'all the best shit.
Let me tell you, I drank like a fourth bottle of Crown, and I'm not even a heavy drinker.
Man.
But I digress. So, anyway, I might have imbibed a little bit. But so I saw this article going around, and this is actually it.
Mm-hmm.
It says, women aren't nags, we're just fed up. And it talks about emotional labor is the unpaid job men still don't understand. That's the title and subtitle. Mm-hmm. And basically, this woman like wrote a post and was talking about, for Mother's Day, she asked for one thing, a house cleaning service. Mm. And that's all she wanted. And her husband wanted her to change her mind to an easier gift. But she didn't. She wanted a house cleaning service. And what she wanted, like, he couldn't figure out which one. He was looking at prices, like, oh, this is more expensive than I thought. And she was like, what I wanted him to do was, like, ask friends on Facebook for a recommendation, call four or five more services just to compare prices. And so what that kind of boiled down to, that's just a good example, yeah, is emotional labor, which it's also, in the article it says, is oftentimes associated with problem solving. And there was a quote from the article that says, the gendered assumption is that men are the problem solvers because women are too emotional. She explains, but who is really solving the bulk of the world's problems at home and in the office? As the household manager for her husband and three kids, I'm fairly certain I know the answer. I was gifted a necklace for Mother's Day while my husband stole away to deep clean the bathrooms, leaving me to care for our children and the rest of the house, or as the rest of the house fell in disarray. So what he thought, because she didn't want to clean the bathrooms, that was the main reason why she wanted the cleaning service, what he thought was, I just need to clean the bathrooms and she's going to be happy. And so she said, in his mind, he was doing the thing I had most wanted, giving me sparkling bathrooms without having to do it myself, which is why he was frustrated when she ungratefully passed by, not looking at his handiwork as she put away his shoes, shirt, and socks that had been left on the floor.
So let me stop you right there, because I'm high and
it's a lot. Get it out. But like, yeah. So basically, what she wanted. No. So basically, what she wanted was somebody to think. She wanted someone to do the thinking of the household things that needed to be done. Where he thought it was just this action of one thing, of cleaning the bathrooms, and that would solve the problem. It wasn't the cleaning the bathrooms that was the issue for her. It was the taxing part of finding a cleaning service to do what you want in a reasonable price, so she didn't have to.
But why is listening so hard? I mean,
that's all.
I'm gonna do a communication. We're gonna start with you. I'm gonna just be in a guy. I'm gonna ask you something. You could just answer, then you can pass the mic. Right. This is real shit. If you was dating me, all I need is blowjob, cook, stroke my ego, and show me that I can trust you. That's it. Other rules are pretty much whatever you don't want me to do, then you don't do. About any girl that I've ever been with can say, that's my thing coming in. I don't have any rules. Whatever you don't want me to do, you don't do. If you want me talking to a guy, you want me going nowhere, whatever, whatever. So, you don't have to say your name. Do you give head when you love somebody? When you care about them?
Don't put all that extra.
That means yes.
Do you give head?
That means yes. When the tension in the elbow rises at a 34 degree angle.
I actually had a real itch.
Okay, so. Okay, so you do give head. What was one of my other questions?
Did you answer that question?
I didn't answer that question.
What did you say?
I know her, so that just...
That was...
So, are you loyal to the guys that you date?
Of course.
Do you know how to cook?
Of course.
What else did I say?
I don't know. Oh, stroke ego.
Do you know how to stroke ego? Yeah. All right. Pass it around. Off top. You suck dick?
Of course.
I love that. Of course.
We've talked about this before, so I'd be lying if I didn't say of course.
Can you cook?
Yes.
Can you stroke an ego?
Of course.
What else did I say?
The rules.
No.
Yeah. No. I don't know what I said. 3 out of 4 ain't bad, even though you missed 4.
Good job.
I know you don't suck dick.
No. No, I don't. This mic is too close.
But not to be funny, like, in your top 3 things, if you had to just come up the top of the head, like, the top 3 things, with you being married, what are the things you feel like you need to be married or afford to, you know, a marriage to continue in a faithful manner, I guess?
Be my peace when I get home.
Peace.
That's big.
Huge. Us to have regular, healthy sex and a good meal. That's it.
Niggas are, I mean, every nigga simple. Shit is pretty much the same.
Real simple.
Okay, I'll let you finish, but I'm going to.
That's it. Yeah,
what if she simple. Was like leaving her socks and clothes and stuff everywhere if y'all cohabitating?
Nah.
If she didn't pick it up.
I don't like bannies.
I don't like clothes over floor.
Yeah, but
I don't
touch
panties. I don't wash panties. I don't like panties. They so thin and they roll up like a fruit roll up. I don't like that. That shit just look like a snake.
With a pencil and shit.
I don't. No, I don't like
pick up after yourself.
Yeah,
that's
man.
The quickest way to get kicked out of my crib.
Hell yeah.
Don't pick up after yourself. Please.
So, what was the next? What was the next one? Oh, do you ever wonder? No, we had the last one was, do you ever wonder what people are thinking about you?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like what people are thinking about you, what they say. And think about this. We all got friends that we cool with them. Mm-hmm. Like literally we cool with them. But they may do something while they're in your presence. And when they leave your presence, you may be like, this motherfucker. Like, you cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I know Ed Ortizia did a podcast the other day, and we were talking about, like, people, like, the Bottle Snatchers episode. Yeah. Episode 152. Yeah.
152.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's homeboys and homegirls, and I'm like, I done seen them bring in and take out.
Yeah.
Like, y'all niggas done left White Hennessy here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit that you can't even get. But see, one thing about me is I don't even drink a lot of liquor, so it's gonna be here the next time you come.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, like, when motherfucker come in and it's like, you bring all your liquor. Everybody done brought a bottle. Y'all, everybody, we drunk your bottle. We done drunk all y'all, but mine is the last man standing. And I feel like after I've been drinking y'all shit and eating the food with y'all, I'm gonna just go ahead and cuff mine and go.
Roll out.
Or you a motherfucker to come in and you didn't bring shit and you eating and drinking to the end.
Good.
Like, no, nigga, if you come in and you didn't drink, if you come in and you don't bring shit, nigga, get that shit, get you a wing, get you a drink, and sit the fuck down.
Keep moving.
And shut the fuck up. Like, that's my whole thing. So, for me, honestly, I do wonder what people think about me because I think I'm a cool person. I think I'm a nice person. But I've experienced people who are envious. I've experienced people who are jealous. I've experienced people who are just having, you know, they just a shitty person, period. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So with them being a shitty person, period, they may feel like, hey, let me say something about you. Let me hate on you. Let me lie on you. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing about that shit is people who are haters, people who are liars, people who are abusers, people who are on the negative end of the spectrum of the things that happen to good people, they don't feel like they are that negative person.
Nah.
That's the dangerous shit.
Point. It's not me.
And it's like, how are you the motherfucker who started shit? Because I know homegirls and homeboys right now who are into it with their family members. And when I hear the story, even if it's from both sides, it's kind of like, how the fuck do you not know you wrong?
Right. It's your fault, bro.
Like, if you started something, how the fuck you don't know you wrong? Like, that go back to me and my brother. Like, me and my brother have yet to talk now. And this shit happened, what, back in April?
Yeah.
And it's like when I tell people the story, they like, how the fuck did this nigga not know he wrong?
Yeah. Some people know they're wrong, but their pride won't let them admit it.
That's and fucking crazy.
We're supposed to be grown, you know what I'm saying?
That's fucking crazy.
It happens
that's
every day.
The thing, man.
I mean, I feel like I'm a real person. I tell, like, if somebody asked, like, y'all could go around the table right now and ask me any fucking thing you want, and I would fucking tell you. It don't even matter if it would incriminate me. I'm going to fucking say it.
But he'll edit it out later.
Nah, he'll keep it out.
Nah, he do. He'll say he'll edit out the day of the
I'm pretty honest, man. And it goes back to, like, that's why, like, when I see girls, like, post shit on Instagram, like, you know, you got the home. Everybody got that one homeboy or homegirl. They post everything about relationships.
Mm, yeah.
It's good shit. Yeah, it's bad shit. And it's like, bitch, are you happy or are you sad?
Right, which one is it today?
Sad.
Are you in a relationship or not in a relationship?
It's just stuff you're not always going to be talking about.
Flip-floppers, man.
And I'll look at that shit, and right? Sometimes I'll be like, shitty people not know you a shitty person?
For real.
Because
but you know what's crazy, too,
ego.
Is like in a relationship when you're, like for me, because most of the time, you know, the females have more of an issue in relationships than guys. So that's just my experience.
Yeah.
But what bothers me is, and I'm not all knowing, I say that off top.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not all knowing, you know, I'm in a relationship, I know a little bit about people. I've always loved studying people, so I pay attention to behaviors. But my thing is, It gets under my skin when you steady asking for advice and
yeah.
What should I do and what do you think and all that, my opinions, and then I tell you these things and then you still don't, you know, you don't put it into practice.
Yeah.
Like, why you keep asking me about the same stuff? We already talked about this. This is what you need to do. Trust me, I'm a guy.
Yeah.
You do these things, you're going to see some changes. And then, I think I'm going to try it this way. Why you ask me in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to help you.
So I do want to throw a little Freaky Friday edition in here real quick. Like, I want to ask both of them a question because I know both of them.
Zay, you need
see, that's why you coughing. She can just turn it.
There you go, Zay. If you don't have a penis in your mouth, a mic is nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I
hate you so much.
So when
yes, clink the mic.
So So we have talked about penis sizes on the podcast before.
This size, man.
Now, I know from being cool with you, if I need to edit it, I'll edit it on the back end. Because this is not live. But I know me and you have talked, and we've talked about times where you said you've been with guys who hold your pinky finger.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You said about that.
Yeah.
Now, at the moment that you saw, at the moment that you saw pinky dick.
Pinky dick.
Wait, now, first of all, what you mean you didn't see it?
Mm-mm.
So if you didn't see it, but you have sex with it.
I mean, you know, it's nice and dark, you know, so I don't see it. And I'm thinking,
yeah,
like, when is it going to happen?
Could you tell it was
thick? It's already happened.
Oh, my God.
It was done.
So.
Like, I didn't.
So he just
know?
So
seriously.
So he suffered from button dick apparently, and with him suffering from. Did he come? Did you come?
Oh God, no.
But you also have said that you've had sex with guys who are not well endowed, and it's been good.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's been great.
And have you said the same thing, right?
Yeah, I have. But there's thresholds.
Hold you can swing the mic.
Yeah.
So I have been with someone who isn't like super well endowed, but there's a threshold, like I would say under like 5.5 I can't do
unless it's thick.
Even right. You have to have a certain amount of length.
Yeah.
You do have to still have a certain amount of length, even if you have girth.
Yeah.
A short fat dick, what are you gonna do with that?
Is it a short fat dick?
That's the thing.
No, short. Like, short. Like,
depends on your service.
Can you, is it in yet?
Have any of you ever exposed yourselves to a woman?
Expose it, like, show them my
dick? Like, just take out your dick.
Yeah. Check this out, girl. Check this out.
Hey. Yeah.
Listen, I like the shit that lights on. I need you to see it.
How long we been friends? I never forget one time. I was with the doctor. And I remember she hit me up. I think it was my birthday. It was my birthday. And she was like, hey, I bought something for you. I was like, cool. I was like, I've been out all night. I've been drinking. I was like, she's like, meet me at the Walmart off of, it was like in Addison, because I used to always stay at her house. So I was like, all right, you know, she live up the street. I'll come to the one off of Beltline or whatever. So I come down to the Walmart. We talking. We chopping it up. Like, I'm extra drunk. And she like, nigga, you tripping tonight. And all I remember is at some point I pulled my dick out.
Did you have to pee?
No, I just pulled my dick out. Like, I'm
drunk.
I need
to be free.
And I pulled my dick out. And I pulled my dick out. She's like, oh, that's nice. And I was like, it ain't even all the way hard.
He even got all his weight in it.
It's cold outside. It's cold.
I was like, hey. And she was like, are you serious right now?
How are y'all still friends?
You laughed. You had to laugh.
But you know, but honestly, that what you said, it's important for women to understand that when we feel a certain kind of way, we want to show off.
Yeah,
I ain't nothing personal. Just because
she literally looked at me and she was like, okay. All right. She's like, I got your shirt. And like, literally, it's funny because you know how when you watch a TV show and it's like you'll watch something where it's like something, an interaction, like the interaction that I just explained may have happened, and then you have the camera that follows her home, this nigga crazy. And then it follows me home to where I finally put some water on my face and I ain't as drunk, and I'm like, did I just show up my dick? And like, that's how I was. Like, I got back home to my girl house at that time, and I remember walking in and she's like, oh babe, you know, you made it back home. I was like, yeah, I'm good. She's like, you have a good time? I'm like, yeah. And I went in the bathroom. I was like, I'm gonna take a shower. She's like, alright, I'll wait up till you get out. And I'm in the mirror and I'm getting the shower running. I'm like, did I just show Zena my dick? I was like, what the fuck was going? Like, I was like, nigga, I was drunk.
It's like that. That happens with guys, though.
Bro, I used to be like at that moment, like, I used to go through so much shit to where I was like, ugh, this shit is crazy, man. Like, sometimes I think back over the shit that I've done and the shit that I've been through since I've been in Dallas. It's crazy. Like I said, we've been knowing each other 8-9 years now. Even when I met her, like, I didn't even have dreads when I met her. So that's like, that's how long that shit, long ago that shit was. And it's like all the shit that happened in between there. Like, I even remember after I left the job where I met you at, the apartment I was living in, like, and nigga, I felt like I was slumming it. hard because, like, I didn't even want to live. I didn't even want to live there. I was like, why? Like, when I was looking for apartments, I was like, I ain't making no fucking money. And I'm looking for apartments. And at that time, that was like in 2006, 2007. And where I was living at, bro, I was paying like $465 a month. Even in 2007, nigga, that's still like...
That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
That's low. That's super low. Because the apartments that I wanted to live in was like 8, 9. You know, at that time, what the ones that are 13 and 14 now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember going and looking at that place. And that's when I was cool with Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And she went with me. And I was looking and I'm like... Fuck. I'm like, this is a step back like a motherfucker from where I had been.
Yeah.
I've told a story about being on, you know, working at Fidelity in between that year and getting my lawsuit case. Like, I made like $190 in 2 years.
Mm.
So it's like to go from there to like being like, you gotta go live in some shit where they ain't even got a gate. Like niggas just coming and going. Niggas can walk in there, they can drive through there, they can park there and walk somewhere else. Like, yeah, it's like, that was it, bro.
It's like, this is your only deterrent.
And I remember just being in like literally like an apartment being so old to where now when you go to apartments like this, like the bathroom is clean. They done, like, it's caulking and stuff to clean up to get shit made ready.
Yeah, right.
Nigga, moving like you moving in the motherfucker where it look like a motel on a movie. And it's like, damn, y'all couldn't get this brown shit from over the tub. Like, this is decades. Hell yeah, I'm like, shit, man. It was just, bro, it was bad, bro. So I literally be like, damn, I done came a long way, man. Mm-hmm. I done came a long way. I done met some good people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, through all the bad shit, it's like, it really is truly some good shit. And it's not to be funny, like, it just having everybody here right now tonight. Like, it's a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Family in town, Thanksgiving in a day and a half. Mm-hmm. Some of us got to go out of town.
Shh.
Okay. I didn't have to be here. So, I ain't got nothing else to say.
Got nothing else?
Well, I don't even know what we were talking about.
I think we addressed everything.
Yeah.
I mean, did you talk about, do you want people talk about you?
Mm.
I wonder what women think about me, though.
I care about what women think. Sometimes I'm like, I don't even fucking want to know.
But see, you can tell, I'm going to tell you like this, because I'm a realist. When I first met her, you had a short haircut. And, I mean, you got a fat ass. So, I mean, when I
I mean,
shall we keep it?
So, I remember when I met her, I was like, okay. And then, you know, my homie CJ, and I was like, hey, bro, I don't know who this is, but, you know, whatever, whatever. And, you know, we met, we went on some dates, and it was like we found out we was different at the time. So, didn't happen. But my initial thoughts was, damn, she was fly.
Mm-hmm.
She had a fat ass. Mm-hmm. She cute. Hey. Boom. I met her at one of my homeboys' get-togethers.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw her walk somewhere, and I was like, she's cute. She thick.
Yeah.
I mean, like, niggas know what they think. We have a vision of everybody when we saw her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I saw you, I was like, go get it. So I was like, niggas know. You may not never reach that peak, and you may not never sleep with that person. But it's like, nigga, you gotta. After 30 years old, we ain't just meeting new friends. Like, when you meet motherfuckers, and at 35, we saying, I only been knowing you 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. That's life.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, a lot of relationships, people be like, who is this girl or who is this new guy? And it's like, you develop friends along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, most of the time at this age, when we meet somebody, we meet them off of attraction. Even if we don't fuck with them,
most of the time.
We meet them off of attraction, and then we put them wherever we're going
to
put them at.
I mean, that's human nature.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you're drawn to what you like.
And ain't nothing wrong with having cute friends. As a guy, you want to have some fine friends. Like, real friends.
But that's what makes it difficult.
Ain't wrong with that.
But that makes it difficult for a girl. Because every girl I've dated, when they've seen my homegirls,
like a girlfriend.
Yeah. For example, when I was dating the doctor, like, I remember she was at my place one day and we were just chilling. And my girl was like, hey, I'm about to lead this event. I'm going to come through. I said, cool. I said, you know, my homegirl here, I'll introduce you when you get here. Now, mind you, I had told her she's a mother of three. You know what I'm saying? But you don't look and be like,
three kids?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So you see that, then you'd be like, okay, cool. So when she saw her, when she came in, she got up and she's like, oh, that's a nice dress you have on. She introduced herself, they talk or whatever like that. And she went on and excused herself and she left. So later that night, my girl was like, is that the girl with the three kids? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, And I said, what you mean? What is what that mean? And I said, were you expecting something different because you heard three kids? You thought maybe she was fat or whatever. And she's like, I'm not going to lie, I did. And she's like, she's cute. And I was like, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. So it's like I've always been in those situations where it's women that I'm dating and it's like, it wouldn't be so bad if they weren't so fine.
Right.
It's just like if you cheat on a black woman, it's like, it ain't as hard if it is. She ain't white. It ain't going to be as hard on you. Yeah. The bitch white, it's going to be tough.
Forget it, man. Yeah.
You know, if it's black, she may like put a dent in your car. And she white, she gonna slash your ties and bust your back. Yeah. Yeah.
Bust your windows out, everything.
Like, it's levels to all of that shit. No That's question. True. So,
yeah.
It is 9:41. It is Tuesday. You got to work in the morning? No. You got to work in the morning?
I sure do.
You got to work in the morning?
Yeah.
You got to work in the morning?
I do.
I'm behind.
Peace, niggas. We're gonna get up out of here, man. Tell them where they can find you on social media, Frank.
You can find me on social media, BlackGhost75, on Instagram only, because I get kicked off of Facebook.
Because you change your name every 5 seconds. But we don't know who you are. Like into the who Facebook are club? You?
We need to petition Mark Zuckerberg. Man. And get him to allow you to like, tell him to override your shit and let
he
you
really
back in.
Need to let me back in my shit so I can get my pictures back.
That's what I'm saying.
I had a gang of pictures.
That's like MySpace. I wish I knew my login. I know I got some hella pictures. I know I was fly. You could tell me I would fly with a t-shirt and wave cap on. I need that shit. Where can they find you on social, Harp?
I am at Chris Harper. 4 underscores on Instagram.
That nigga sound like somebody had a gun. This
4 underscores. If you're seeing this video, this is my last will and testament.
Hey, he got a gun in his bag. Hey, what's your name? He's getting fired.
Boys quivering.
That made me think about Mark. That made me think about Mark with Mad Dog. When Mad Dog's no good, and Mad Dog no good, kind of nigga talking about some. You the number. Oh shit. And where can they find you at on social media?
On Instagram, Petty Betty. Petty with a Y, Betty with an I, 08. And Facebook, just Lanisha Harrell.
I do not
use the Twitter except for to look up Black Twitter.
Black Twitter.
And Black Twitter is real, people.
Black Twitter is real and will have you just, it'll put your whole day right if you have a bad day.
Now, let's be honest. How do you really actually, for the white people out there, how do you actually tap into Black Twitter?
You can actually.
It doesn't have a hashtag.
You can hashtag Black Twitter.
Ask for permission.
The Black delegation would like to trade.
Why haven't we created it? I wish I had the money. I literally wish, somebody's going to listen to this.
Called Black Twitter.
I literally wish I had the money to say Black Twitter. Change it from something to a crow, maybe. Make that shit black.
Crow.
You know what I'm saying?
Because we could be just a crow.
We could be harsh, but literally be something, bro. That it'll be a thing, bro.
It is.
And literally, Twitter would have a significant drop in numbers from them niggas going over to Black Twitter.
What we waiting for, man?
I ain't got the money, bro. So whoever listening to this, I mean, if you can. Right. I can make it work.
For real.
Those of you on Shark Tank.
Yeah, Black Twitter. I can make that happen for you. For real, though. No. That should have been dope, bro.
Straight up.
Yeah, that's what we need to start doing. Black Twitter is like taking all the black players out the NFL and creating another league.
Boy, that's going to be a sucky-ass league.
Yeah. It's going to be like everything what's white left? Will be like watching middle school sports.
Man.
Facts.
Don't want to see it.
And they know that, too.
You can find me at Sir Robert Poe on Instagram. Follow us at The Reality Is. That's THA The Reality Is. Keep up with all things The Reality Is by going to www.therealityis.com. If you want to be on the show, if you want to give us some topics, email us at info@therealityis.com. I am so motherfucking high.
And I was going to say, if you can't remember all of our names, he's probably going to tag us at some point.
Has, like, this, it's like some, like,
yeah, foggy
just like something literally clothes. Just came over my whole body.
Earth spirit. To Anthony.
Shit.
Earth to Anthony.
Y'all know where to find us at. Y'all, if y'all would listen to this podcast before, you do know. But like I always say, inhale courage to exhale success. Frank, thanks for coming.
Yes, sir.
Harper, thanks for coming.
Appreciate it,
fam. Anisha, thanks for coming. Zena, thanks for coming. Anthony, thanks for being in the right state of mind.
Light is real
in this moment. We'll drop it tomorrow, man. Y'all be blessed.
Peace.
On the Tuesday, got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up. On the Tuesday, got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up. On the Tuesday, got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday.
Wait a minute. All right. right now.
Am I good? Am I live?
I had to turn the mics back on.
Turn the dick back on. Gotcha. Turn the dick a little bit more.
So you pose the question.
A little bit more.
Yeah, I think
you're almost there.
So you pose the question to us. What was the question?
But would you deep throat that dick for a cup of milk?
As a guy, she's asking.
As a guy, I know. As a woman, I'm here.
That's easy. That's like asking.
Hey,
that's
like, hello.
That's like asking a nigga if you would eat pussy until she came. Like,
but yes, but would you though?
That shit for 10.
But would you suck
for
dick?
10.
You suck dick for $10 million?
No.
The question, shall I repeat it? Would you deep throat the dick for a couple mil?
I'm on wax right now.
I'm not sucking no dick.
Fuck no.
Oh, so I'll wax you.
That is Frank Harper.
It's your reputation, man.
Bro, I can't.
Like, you can suck dick and be like, motherfucker be like, hey, I suck that nigga dick for $10 million. I'm rich. But they can be like, bruh, you know how embarrassing it is to you come out of the courtroom and they be like, Anthony Robbins was just awarded $10 million for deep throating so and so and so and so. And then you gonna have a poor man that's gonna bump into you and be like, move, nigga. He's like, nigga, I'm gonna say, nigga, I'm rich. You be like, but I ain't never sucked no nigga dick. Everybody gonna have one ups on you.
Okay, you could pose the same question for me. Not like a dick, but a vagina.
But eating vagina, yeah, that's still different.
Oh, hell yeah.
Listen, look, both of them.
Not even a couple of meals. And don't even take a couple of meals.
That's the thing.
Maybe a vacation.
I'm sorry, no man can ever feel like a man, a true man, sucking dick and allowing a nigga to bust in your mouth.
I am here, reporting for duty, man.
Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she chooses.
Squad going up. Nobody flipping packs now. Nah.